bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, welcome to Entertainment. I'm Jackie Dalton. If you're someone who's quite careful about what you eat and likes to be healthy, then you might want to find out about what's being hailed as the latest superfood. A superfood is a term which we're hearing more and more these days to describe food that's very good for you. So far, the superfoods category has included blueberries, nuts, tomatoes, and garlic. But new research has found that yet another type of food deserves to be added to the list, and that's watercress. Watercress is a small leafy green plant that grows in water and tastes quite strong. It's often used in salads.
Watercress has been known for a long time to have beneficial properties.
Ian Rowland is a professor of human nutrition and has just done a study that shows watercress is very good for us. As he just said, it has beneficial properties, a term we often hear to describe things which are good for our health. Beneficial properties. Watercress has been used for medicinal purposes for many years. That's another expression. If something's used for medicinal purposes, it's used to treat or to prevent illness. So, since when is watercress known to have been used for medicinal purposes? Listen to find out.
Watercress has been known for a long time to have beneficial properties. It's been known since the times of the Greeks, the ancient Greeks, that it has been used for medicinal purposes.
Did you get that answer? Watercress has been used for medicinal purposes since the times of the ancient Greeks. A very long time indeed. Professor Rowland and his team carried out an experiment on volunteers to see what effect eating watercress would have on them. Two questions for you to answer this time. How many volunteers took part in the experiment, and how much watercress did they eat each day?
We recruited 60 volunteers who ate a bag of watercress, one bag a day. And these were a nice cross-section of people. They were 19 to 55 years old. They ate it for 8 weeks.
Did you get those answers? They recruited 60 volunteers for the experiment, and they each had to eat a bag a day. Ian said they had a cross-section of the population, which means it was a group of people that's typical of the population as a whole, with a range of ages, lifestyles, races, and so on.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Before we hear from Ian again, a few bits of language that might be useful to you. To analyse something means to examine it very closely. A sample is a small part or amount of something that's examined in order to find out something about the whole. Doctors sometimes look at blood samples to find out what's wrong with patients. DNA is a substance that carries information in the cells of the body and controls how our bodies function and change. Now try to answer this question. What did the researchers look for when they analysed blood samples from volunteers?
We analysed the blood samples for the amount of DNA damage in the blood. And the DNA damage, we know, is an important process in the development of cancer.
Did you get the answer? The researchers looked for damage to DNA. Every day our DNA is damaged. That's part of our body's ageing process. But it is possible to reduce DNA damage. In the experiment, the researchers found two key things. What were the two things?
A decrease in the level of DNA damage in blood cells of those individuals, and furthermore, when we took those blood cells and treated them with a chemical which caused DNA damage, they were more resistant.
Did you get those answers? They found firstly that DNA damage decreased, went down, in people eating watercress. They also found the cells were more resistant to chemicals that are known to damage DNA. They could defend themselves better against bad chemicals. Listen again.
A decrease in the level of DNA damage in blood cells of those individuals, and furthermore, when we took those blood cells and treated them with a chemical which caused DNA damage, they were more resistant.
So all this suggests that watercress is good at protecting our bodies and may help us fight against things like cancer. But that's not the only reason to eat watercress. Tom is a British chef. He's glad watercress has become part of what he calls the superfood clique. A clique is a kind of special club or group that's not always very easy to get into. As Tom points out, there are other things that, at least for people in Britain, make watercress a good choice. What are they? Try to list at least three.
I'm delighted with this piece of research. It's really nice to see a food sort of enter the superfood clique that's grown in Britain largely, and all year round it's available, so this is not like air-freighted blueberries. It does taste good, and it's very versatile.
Did you catch any of those reasons? Tom says watercress is always available, it's grown all year round, it tastes good, and it's versatile, which means it can be used in lots of different ways. He points out that watercress in Britain isn't air freighted, which means it's not flown in from other countries on a plane, because it's grown in Britain. That's all for this week, and if you're not already a watercress eater, perhaps if you can get it where you are, it's worth trying out.
BBClearningEnglish.com